AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A three-year legal fight ends with the Supreme Court ordering the handover of former President Donald Trump's tax returns.
There were no noted dissents as the High Court rejected Trump's plea for an order that could have blocked the Treasury Department from giving 6 years of returns for both him and his businesses to the House Ways and Means Committee. If Trump had persuaded the court to step in, he could have essentially run out the clock on the Democrat-controlled committee, since Republicans who will take over the House next year would almost certainly have dropped the request. It's Trump's third high court loss this year. The justices earlier refused to step into the fight over an FBI search of his Florida estate and did not stop the National Archives from handing over documents to the panel investigating the Capitol riot. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, two of them Trump appointees, in a hearing appeared skeptical of his demands for a special master to oversee the handling of classified documents found by the FBI in his Florida resort. In a New York State trial, Trump's longtime accountant testified losses were reported every year from 2009 through 2018, including a nearly $700 million loss in 2009. Donald Bender granted immunity to testify at the Trump Organization's tax fraud trial. The company is charged with helping some top executives avoid income taxes on compensation they got in addition to their salaries, including rent-free apartments and luxury cars. Trump is not charged in the case. President Biden extends a pause on federal student loan payments during the legal battle over his plan to cancel portions of the debt.
The Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later than June 30, 2023.
This is AP News. Dr. Anthony Fauci gives a final COVID briefing at the White House.
I'll let other people judge the value or not of my accomplishments, but what I would like people to remember about what I've done is that every day for all of those years, I've given it everything that I have, and I've never left anything on the field. So if they want to remember me, whether they judge rightly or wrongly what I've done, I gave it all I got.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says he never imagined the impact of the pandemic.
And I don't think any of my colleagues imagined that we would see a three-year saga of suffering and death and a million Americans losing their lives.
His final message?
My final message, maybe the final message I give you from this podium, is that please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible to protect yourself, your family, and your community.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.